My first sight of a Buddha's hand said centerpiece. Bright yellow, looking like a big lemon with long, elegant fingers. It smelled of spice and honey. Startling to look at, but can you eat it? And if so, how? Buddha's hand goes on the list of produce that we've not seen much of before, like fig leaves, burdock root, purslane. Chefs are having a ball with these. And with a little orientation, we home cooks can too. Now, Michelle McKenzie, program director and chef at 18 Reasons, a nonprofit community cooking school in San Francisco, has written a book, Dandelion and Quince. It's devoted to different ingredients, the little known ones. Our contributor, Noelle Carter, went to her for some inspiration for the unusual.
Michelle, it's a pleasure to chat with you today. Thank you so much.
Hi, Noelle. I'm so excited to be here.
So, Michelle, you have an incredible chapter on fig leaves, and I'm used to eating figs, but who knew you could actually use the leaves? Can you tell me a little bit about them?
So fig leaves are often used to wrap cheeses. Some people cook fish in them. And they, if you rub a fig leaf between your fingers, you'll get this amazing aroma of coconut or peat, vanilla, green walnut. They have this amazing aroma, and they impart that to the fish and to the cheese. And I just, you know, a few years ago, I just started buying a lot of them and playing around with them because I was kind of addicted to this fragrance. Uh-huh. And I even tried, you know, I dried some and put them into spice blends. I tried smoking some. And I really loved how the smoke kind of changed the quality, but kind of kept some of that mint and sweetness and vanilla, but made it a little bit earthy. And when I'm smoking fig leaves, I just want to stand in my kitchen for hours until the smell dissipates. And I've been grinding those smoked fig leaves up and powdering them with sugar and making desserts out of them. And they're just phenomenal.
Who would have thought fig leaves in desserts?
I know. Panna cotta. I have a recipe for panna cotta in the book, for smoked fig leaf cookies, which is my favorite shortbread recipe. It's super easy to make, and those cookies stay good for a really long time.
I can imagine the fragrance of the cookies with the smoked fig leaves. You know, one of the other ingredients that I'm finding in the markets right now are tomatillos. And you have a whole section on tomatillos, using them raw, using them cooked. And you have this incredible recipe for green fish stew. How did you come up with it? And sort of what was the inspiration?
Well, green sauces, you know, a lot of people, when they think of green sauce, think of a salsa verde or a pesto. Green sauces are just a great way to use up odds and ends of, you know, green onion tops and maybe like half a bunch of cilantro. And I had these tomatillos. I had made tomatillo jam, and I had measured everything out for that recipe. And then I had these a few left over and just kind of blanched them and blitzed them up in a blender like I would start a salsa. And then just kind of took it a step further and thought, you know, there's a restaurant in San Francisco that has a green fish stew. And I kind of like thought of that. And I just kind of thought this sauce thinned out with a little bit of stock, reduced a little bit, would be phenomenal with fish. And it's actually one of my favorite recipes in the book. And after the photo shoot, I had friends over and we all shared this like massive pot of tomatillo stew with tortillas, and a really, really simple salad with radish. And it was wonderful.
It looks so vibrant and colorful. The photos in the book are incredible, but the green fish stew, it's another one. I can't wait to go home and try it.
It's my favorite tomatillo recipe by far.
Michelle, these are such great ideas. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Noelle. Thanks for having me.
Michelle McKenzie's book is Dandelion and Quince, Exploring the Wide World of Unusual Vegetables, Fruits, and Herbs. Noelle Carter is the Los Angeles Times Test Kitchen Director and writes the Culinary SOS column. Now, Michelle left us with a recipe for those smoked fig leaf cookies, and you can find it at splendidtable.org.